podcast that I wanted to talk to him that I just had in the Big Brother diary room.
Mm.
So we'll just have to wait and see. I could have made the wrong choice. And then after just what happened tonight then about the whole thing, then the whole Chris thing happened and they all divided and went over to one side, and I only found out now, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see other things happen.
People's gut instincts is just wearing away at the situation, and the idea that, so on the one hand there's people's gut instincts, on the other hand there's the fact that, ooh, this seems like a good strategy, we could all get really far if we follow this, is being worn down.
There's also the clobbering hand of the public as well, though.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there will be none of that. Whack!
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And now they're like, shit, we didn't think about the public. No, we just thought about, in our own tiny little minds, what we can see and what we can touch.
Yeah.
That's what
forgotten that there's 4 million people watching.
I was saying to you today, but I was like, what do you not think it's easier to take the easy option of just staying on the fence, like,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, well, no, not really, like, remember we were having that conversation out there today, like, and that's what I meant by, I could have just taken an easy option and gone with the bigger group of people, like, because at least you're cotton-wooled into, like, a group that people know they can stick together, and stuff like that, and then you're like, no, it's not good, I was like, well, I don't really want to have to sit around people, I don't know whether I can trust them all, like.
Well, one reason to hang around them is to figure out who you can trust and why and what situations you can trust them. But, you know, that's one reason I like hanging around the group as well. You know, it's like,
well, it's fine.
I don't isolate myself. I don't trust these people. I'm not
talking
to them.
Well, no, it's fine to have conversations and have a laugh and mess around and play around and stuff like that. Like, because there's people in the group that I actually like as well. Like, so it's not like all these people are this type of people. There's just one or two that I don't know whether I can trust. I don't want to have to go over there and be false, because when it comes to me, as you can tell, I'm a false person, and I'm like, if I don't like someone, you'll find me sometimes doing this. And the people are like, why are you looking at that for? I'm like, I'm not looking at you like anything. Because my face
just tells.
I have this like evil face in me, and people are like, I'm like this.
Slut.
People are like, why are you looking at me for? I'm like, what? Like, you're making a face. I'm like, oh, sorry.
No, you're doing sexy again.
Shut your dirty, whorish mouth.
You dirty whore. No, but that's why I was like, I'm just going to give it a chill pill for a while. So we'll just have to wait and see. You never know, though. People can change. Maybe what if people realise that they're being bad people and they decide to become good people?
Yeah.
That can happen. But it won't happen in here. It'll happen when they get out. So they can't realise that there's anything that they need to change in here. The only thing that will change is the game plan.
No, there are people who are on the fence with morality here, definitely. And I think Siavash is one of those people, and I think I'm one of those people, and I think Maureen is one of those people, and I think maybe even you can be one of those people too. There's a lot of people who are kind of, could go either way, and certain things can be drawn out, you know? So I don't know, it's not so much people are going to realise they're bad, it's just like,
people can change.
Being aware of the path you're
on. Being on the fence, I don't think really counts, because it's fertile ground for thought.
Yeah,
it's only people who are so set in their ways. They're like soldiers, one-dimensional soldiers.
Yeah.
They won't change it now because they've got no reason to.
Yeah.
They can only change when they watch it back and they just see how fucking stupid they've
been. You're right. I think Lisa's not going to change in here. Absolutely not. No. If there was any possibility of that, would definitely have been triggered by the words.
She said herself a lot of time that she wasn't here to learn anything.
There's only two people in here that aren't not nice people. Carly won't change.
Everyone else is essentially really nice.
She talks about her family and how she talks about boyfriends and everything like that. When I hear it, it just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because it's just all spite and negativity. Mm. And everything that she says always has an undercurrent of, like, that's just depressing, you know. That just comes from somebody who just doesn't have nice thoughts about anything in general. It's all... It's just all there. And it's like, how can someone live their life that way? Especially someone who... has been given the gifts to be a pretty nice person, somebody just twisted like that. And it's like, I know there's strong words and stuff like that, but when you listen to it and when you think about it in when it would happen and stuff like that, and the things that she could obviously have done to change it and like that, it's just like, no, it's like, she actually encourages all of that shit, and then to come in here and do all the same thing, it's just like, you can't help feel sorry for him and feel bad for him, you know. But then at the same time, why should you waste that emotion on someone who's like just in here for fame? I mean, you know, I was thinking about her agenda in here and whatever the secret is she needed to be quiet about, I couldn't really give a fuck about.